I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. So, Mr. Gold, where are you taking us this week?
We're going to Venice today, to the extremely popular Italian restaurant Felix.
This is the latest from Chef Evan Funky, correct?
Right. Almost everybody orders pasta there, and almost everybody orders a lot of it.
And it's all handmade.
Okay.
What were some of the highlights?
Probably the best thing in the restaurant is his bread, you know, finzioni, which is very crisp on the outside and very light on the inside, almost like an angel biscuit, more than anything I've ever experienced as an Italian bread. If he feels like it, he may serve it with a sort of lard paste with herbs, which is really nice.
Really delicious with that particular bread. So what were some of the pastas you enjoyed?
There are a lot of pastas here. One of the things I liked wasn't necessarily a pasta. He made it as a special one night, but it was strappatelle, which is a peasanty bread dough dumpling from the middle of Umbria around like Montefalco, Bavagna, that area, that he did cacio e pepe. He does a lot of sort of the Roman preps. He does alla grecia, the sauce with, is it a sauce or just a preparation? It's hard to know.
Yeah, it's pasta with condiments.
Yeah.
So good though.
But with, you know, guanciale, pecorino, and lots of black pepper, that he serves with mozzamenneke, which are like thick rigatoni. There are rigatoni themselves and an amatriciana sauce, which is basically grecia with the addition of tomato. I like the orecchiette, softer and maybe chewier than usual, with sausage and sweet broccoli di ciccio.
Which is really delicious.
The sauces are good. He uses a little bit of butter, which is sometimes cheating, and sometimes you like that little bit of richness.
Yeah, the restaurateur's little gilding touch.
Mm. The pastas, most of them are like usually a little bit wet at the outside and a little bit dry on the inside, as if it's cooked slightly unevenly. And it's ultra firm. I guess it's an extreme interpretation of al dente. What's that thing that they call it sometimes? Iron string?
Oh, I never heard that. Like spago di ferro?
Yeah.
I have to read up on that. So aside from the pastas, did you have any big plates?
Sure. I mean, the grilled octopus tentacles with herbs are nice. It comes with crunchy new potatoes. A lot of people are doing those these days, but this was a really nice pungent version. There was a really, really good bistecca alla fiorentina. It costs way more than anything on the menu. It's $150, and it's probably enough to feed four with leftovers for sandwiches the next day.
So a good investment.
It's a good investment if that's what you choose to invest in. Probably, if you're with a bunch of people, do that rather than get like the half chicken in boneless rollatines. It's what you get in fancy restaurants and are never super happy to see. But the one thing that I think everybody loves there are the braised fennel crusted with Parmigiano Reggiano.
Super good.
If you still eat tiramisu, this is probably a place to have it.
That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Felix in Venice Beach. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.